Our text today is from the book of Isaiah. That same passage that the call to worship was based on. Isaiah 2, verses 1 through 5. The word that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills, and all the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. And nation shall not lift up sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
There's this thing about hope. The thing about hope is that the people who hope the most often are dealing with the most that causes grief. Does that make sense? That when we have things that we really want to happen or we are grieving, that is when hope comes. So hope doesn't come out of wholeness. Hope comes out of brokenness in many ways. And so we come today, the first Sunday of the Christian year, and we talk about hope. And we do that because we know what? There is brokenness. You can't hope for things if everything is perfect, but we know things are not perfect. And so our hope should be great. Just as the Israelites' hope was great when Isaiah brought this word to them, they were living in just as broken of a world as we are now. And Isaiah spoke a word to them that gave them hope. But it was hope that was filled with action. You'll notice that this mountain is the center of this scripture. It is a mountain that says that it will be established as the highest of all mountains. Now, I don't know whether that means it's going to be higher than Everest, or whether this is just Isaiah using hyperbole to talk about how great this mountain was going to be. But it was on top of this mountain that God was going to instruct God's people. So what did they have to do in order to receive that instruction? They had to climb a mountain, right? Is that an easy task? I've climbed one mountain in my life. I climbed a mountain that was just over 14,000 feet, which is a pretty big accomplishment. And do you know what I thought was going to happen to me the whole time I was doing it? I thought I was going to die. I'm not even exaggerating that. There were moments when I thought that I might die. I was from Charleston. Zero sea level. And I went and I started to climb. In fact, my husband, who was in much better shape than me, didn't even start because he got halfway there and got sick because the air was so thin. And so my sister and I made this trek up this mountain. And it was difficult. And there were times that I wanted to quit. And then, I don't know what I was thinking. I'm scared of heights. I didn't realize that when I got to the top, like, it would be high. And there would be, like, things on, like, that you would look over the side and be scared because of, like, these sheer drops. But it was worth it, right? In the end, to be in that high of a place where you can see everything around you, the views were spectacular. And that is what Isaiah is trying to tell the people. It is going to be hard. If you're going to climb the mountain to get to a place where you and God are going to have a conversation, there are going to be times when you feel like you're going to die. There are going to be moments that are difficult, and you are going to want to quit on this journey in your Christian life. But if you quit, if you don't make it to the mountaintop, you're going to miss out. Don't miss out, is what Isaiah is saying to the people. Because this is where peace will come from. Peace will come from this instruction that you are receiving from God, this closeness that you feel from God, this power that you get from the Holy Spirit and being in God's presence. Peace comes from this. Because peace is not easy. It doesn't just appear. It also takes work. And that mountain climbing, it's really good training for peacemaking. The mountain climbing is good training for peacemaking. Because God, in this passage, Isaiah says God asks us to do something to make peace. God asks us and the people of Israel to beat their swords into plowshares. God asks the people to take their spears and turn them into pruning hooks. Their swords and their spears were the things that they believed were protecting them. And God was telling them, lay them down. Repurpose them. Make them into something else. Make them into tools that feed people. And then you will find peace. And then you will find peace. But it's hard, isn't it, to lay down the things that we think are protecting us? It's hard to take down our armor and our weapons and to put them away and to become vulnerable. And so while this could be seen as a political message and we could totally adapt it to our world and countries with billion-dollar budgets in arms, it's almost the easy way out. Because we feel like we don't have a lot of influence over that. But I'll tell you what we do have influence over. We have influence over our own hearts. So let's not make this big. Let's make this small today. Let's think about the things we don't want to lay down. The things that we hold that protect us. Maybe they protect us from getting too close to someone. Maybe there are barbed words that we use against people. Maybe there's contempt within us towards others. How can you lay those things down in your life and turn them into something that feeds people? How can the barbed words become words of encouragement? How can your contempt be turned into respect and into love? It is hard work. It is mountain climbing work. But Advent is the season. Advent is the season to boldly lean in to God's future unafraid. To claim hope. To wait for the world to change, but also to make that change happen through our own actions. So I invite you in this season to think about an act of peace, to hope for an act of peace. Not a sit and wait kind of anticipation, but to be people who act and move and participate even as we anticipate the promises of God. So may you choose to wait this season, to hope boldly, and to act as if the Holy Spirit is within you. Let us pray. Lord God, help us to be mountain climbers. Help us to do the hard work of getting to the places we need to go in order to hear your words clearly, to be instructed by you, and to lay down our weapons. Work in our hearts through your Holy Spirit in ways, God, that only you can. It is in your name we pray. Amen.